From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Cubans are mourning the death of 90-year-old leader Fidel Castro, the communist country's revolutionary leader who ruled for half a century. The cause of death, which occurred late Friday, remains unknown. Retiree Fidel Zamora said the Cuban leader will always be present. He'll remain Cuba's biggest pride. Mr. Castro had been in poor health since he nearly died of an intestinal ailment in 2006. He ceded power to his 85-year-old brother, Raul, but Cuban expert Jaime Suslicki of the University of Miami expects no change.
It's an end of an era, but the government remains the same. Raul Castro continues the same policies that Fidel had implemented for some 50 years. He was next to Fidel for all those years, the longest-serving Minister of Defense in the history of the world. So nothing really has changed for the daily life of the Cubans.
The incoming White House Chief of Staff for President-elect Donald Trump, Reince Priebus, told U.S. television viewers Sunday that improving ties must be a two-way street.
We're not going to have a unilateral deal coming from Cuba back to the United States without some changes in their government. Repression, open markets, freedom of religion, political prisoners. These things need to change in order to have open and free relationships, and that's what President-elect Trump believes, and that's where he's going to head.
A series of memorials begin Monday for the late Cuban leader. More than 30 civilians killed Sunday in an ethnic clash in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo village of Luhanga. Members of the Nanda militia attacked mostly Hutu civilians with guns and machetes. This is VOA News. Russian-backed Syrian allied forces pushed deeper into rebel-held eastern Aleppo. They took control of the vital al-Sakur district, among others. State media and the Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said government forces have captured about a third of the rebel-held sector in the northeast. Northeastern University analyst Yasser Muniv said this could be a turning point in the years-long struggle for control of the city.
And this could have a domino effect. The opposition could lose more region or neighborhoods in northeastern Aleppo.
Analysts have warned the fall of the Sakura neighborhood would effectively divide the east from north to south, in theory hasten the rebel collapse. Mudif said both sides have been engaged in months of almost nonstop fighting.
Aleppo has been besieged for 4 months now, since July, with a brief break 2 months ago. So the population is exhausted. The Syrian regime has been bombing the city for the past 4 years. The major part of the city is destroyed. There are no more operational hospitals. 4 of them have been destroyed.
Thousands of civilians have fled the latest fighting. The UN warns they face dire threats to their safety and critical shortages of food and medicine. Former Prime Minister François Fillon has won France's conservative presidential primary, defeating another former Prime Minister, Alain Juppé.
La victoire me revient. Et c'est une victoire de
Fillon told supporters Sunday his victory is due in part to his listening tour of the concerns of French people. His victory will send him into an electoral battle that opinion polls suggest could be a showdown with National Party leader Marine Le Pen next April for the presidency. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a rash of fires that raged for several days is not yet over, but the focus is turning to recovery. Major blazes forced tens of thousands from their homes. No deaths were reported. Dozens were hospitalized. Hundreds of homes damaged. Arsonists are suspected for setting some of the fires. Sudan remains on edge following a strike call Sunday by the opposition that closed shops and affected bus transport. A 3-day strike called following the government's decision to hike fuel prices as part of an austerity package. Meanwhile, the government shut down a popular private television channel, citing a lack of proper permit. The channel had been broadcasting reports critical of the government's measures. Turkey Sunday released two reporters, Hatice Kamer, who works for the BBC's Turkish service, and Kajican Farkin, a freelance reporter working for VOA's Kurdish service. Farkin detained by authorities in Diyarbakir. Kamer held Saturday after reporting on a mine disaster in Kurdish-dominated Sirvan. President-elect Donald Trump has criticized his defeated Democratic opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, whose legal team indicated it will cooperate with a recount of votes in Wisconsin launched by Greens Party candidate Jill Stein following the November 8 election. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.